Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Chav Gimel. Sukkah Chav Gimel, and we're going to talk about a sukkah that comes up in a number of places, but our Gemara is a raya to one sad lechora. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about building a sukkah in unusual places. Could you build a sukkah on a wagon, or on the top of a boat, or on a tree, or on a camel? So all of those are discussed in the Mishnah, whether A, it's kosher, B, are you allowed to go up on it on Yantif because of the gzera of using an animal, using a tree, v'chulu. So the Gemara gets into, related to that, can you use an animal for a wall of the sukkah? So the Gemara gets into, what about an elephant? Unbelievable discussion. What about an elephant? So the Gemara discusses a machlokes tanoim. First, about if you build the sukkah on the animal. Ha'osa sukaso al gabe behema. Rabbi Meir machshir b'yud deposa. Rabbi Meir says you could use a sukkah on top of an animal. Rabbi Yehuda says not. Rabbi Yehuda says why not? Because it's not going to last. Chag sukkos tasach shivas yamim. And also not that it's not going to last, but it's right, even more specific, it's not ra'ui for all 7 days. Sukkah re'ilu shiva, shma sukkah, sukkah she'ne re'ilu shiva, lo shma sukkah. Is it ra'ui for 7 days? After all, one of the days, which is Yantif or Shabbos, you're not allowed to go up on it. And therefore, it is not re'ilu shiva. Rashi says, v'ashe d'gaz rabbanan, ein olun la nimse, she'ne re'ilu, liyom rishon. Is not ra'ui for day one. Reb Meir says, that's only a p'tol d'rabbanan. Hanami midaraisa mechsechazia, v'rabbanu d'gaz rabbei. It's only a problem on the rabbanan level. So that itself is a very important machlokas about Durabanans affecting the arises. That's an amazing application, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Eina Re'uya, once the Durabanan said you can't use it, it's an Eina Re'uya on a Daraisa level. Good. But now the next machlokas is the one that we're going to focus on. Asala Behema Dofen L'Sukkah. Can you use an animal as a wall for your Sukkah? Rabbi Meir Posel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Shahayr Meir Omer, what's the problem? Why does Rabbi Meir say you cannot? Called Dover Sheishba Ruachayim Ein Osin Oso. Anything that's alive, you can't use Lo Dofen L'Sukkah, not for a wall of a sukkah, Lo Lechi L'Mavui, and not for a post to put at the end of a mavui to Machshirit Lo Pasin L'Biros. If you have the water well, remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Erevin, Pasi B'Rose, putting the four cornered things around the water well, below Golel Kever, putting it as a Golel, as a grave marker on top. So all of those, you cannot use animals for. Why? So why does your mayor say that you can't use it in all these cases? So Machlokas, Abaya and Rebzera. Abaya Amar Shema Tamus, Abaya says maybe the animal is going to die, and if the animal is going to die, then there goes your wall. Rebzera Amar Shema Tivrach, maybe the animal is going to run away. Maybe he's going to run away. And the Gemara goes into the peel kusher, pligi. If an elephant is tied down, so there's no problem. Everybody agrees that's not an issue. Well, I did ami mais, even if the elephant dies and it falls down, it's still going to be tall enough to be the wall. Yesh b'devilaso yud. The machlokes is the peel sheino kashur. An elephant that's just standing there, that's not tied. So might die, that's not a problem. Might run away, you have that issue. Labanda Amr Sheva Thomas Lo Chayshinan. Labanda Amr Gzeira Sheva Tibrach Chayshinan. Right. So the Gemara goes into why isn't each shita worried about the other shita? So the Gemara goes into exactly how do we do it? Are we talking about ropes that are holding up the animal? All different issues. Fascinating to think about just using an elephant as a wall for your sukkah. But related to this, let's talk about using non-kosher animals or non-kosher sources for the general issue of chefsa shel mitzvah. Chefsa shel mitzvah. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, as we know, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that for tefillin, it has to come from kosher animal sources, right? For ol min hamutar b'ficha, as the Gemara says. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchas Tefillin. The first place where it is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Beis Sif Yud Beis, Yiyah haklaf be'or behema v'chayev ofa tahor. The cloth that you use for tefillin has to come from kosher animals, from the skin of a behema, a chaya, or an oaf that are kosher. Afilu min nevela v'trefa shalohem. Even from nevela and trefa, even if it's not shechted properly, as long as it is a kosher animal, it is okay. Avalo me'or behema v'chaya v'of tamayim. Not from non-kosher animals. Dichsiv l'matiyah taras Hashem v'ficha. Mimin hamutar b'ficha. It says by tefillin, taras Hashem in your mouth. So we darshin, it could only come from something that could have been in your mouth. Min hamutar b'ficha. Velo me'or dag afilu hutar. But not from, you can't use fish skin. Mishum d'dafri zuame. It's disgusting. So you can't use fish. But our behema chaya va'of, any skin that is kosher is okay. Our behema chaya va'of. The Mishnah Berurah, the Biralach adds of mishubach v'acharav chaya v'acharav behema. Interesting. First comes of, and then achaya the behema. In terms of what's better, ushlil yozer tov danlo yotzal avir ha olam. Good, and then the Bir Halacha points out, what if you have a Torah that's born from a Tmeya, or vice versa. Okay, different items. The Bir Halacha does add, Torah Hashem, v'yafilu shar svarim she'enam tanach, even other svarim, not tanach, they're not tefillin or Torah, she'ish b'am she'en moshe'en l'mchakim, also l'ftaval or b'hema Tmeya. You have Navi svarim, you cannot write on non-kosher sources. V'meim k'suvim rak b'remez, l'simen Hashem, yishlom ad'shrei l'ftav, v'adilu sifri yashas u'poskim, that's from the Prima Gadim. Good. So this is by tefillin. Everybody agrees by tefillin that everything has to be made from kosher sources. That's why we also use, to tie the tefillin, we use the hair from the tail of a cow, right? Not of a horse, not of a not kosher. Everything with a mutar b'ficha, that is what is used. We also have another halacha that's also quoted in the Gemara, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is, what about shofar? So we know there are three levels in shofar, three levels of what shofar to use. We have shofar shel ayil, that's the best, because that reminds us of Akedas Yitzchak. And then we have shofar of any kosher animal. And then we have a shofar of a non-kosher animal. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Pei Vav, which is a simit about shofar of Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, shofar Rosh Hashanah mitzvah, so bishel ayil, the mitzvah lachadchil to use of a ram. V'kafuf and bent. U'bidieved, kala shofar is ksherim. Bidieved, all shofars are kosher. Bein pshutim, bein kfufim, whether they're straight or bent. U'mitzvah, b'kfufim, yosem, yibib pshutim. But it's better to use a bent one. Vishel para, pasul b'chol gavna. Of a cow is pasul. We know of a ram, of a bull, because the Gemara talks about ein kategar nase sanegar, or because it's called a keren and not a shofar. The Gemara talks about both those deus. V'chein karnei rov achayo shem etzem echa ve'in lam mi'befinim zachris psulim. Right, or if it doesn't satisfy the requirements of a shofar. Then the Rama adds, v'chein shofar mi'behema tmei apasol. Also, a shofar from a non-kosher animal, that also is kosher, quoting from the Rishonim. So there is three levels. Ayil is the best, all other kosher animals, as long as it's a shofar and not a keren, whatever the requirements are, not for now, that's kosher, those can be used. And third level is a shofar of a non-kosher animal, so that is going to be Tmeya. Says the Magen Avraham right here. Hiksha haram, ravkash, ta behemet Tmeya lamali karnayim, less like karnayim, kedisa benida perak basimin, velo iyein bechulin dekoi achia shov bechulu, says the, let me find the line in the Magen Avraham. Umashakasav ha'ir shushan, dolo kaimal akahi dolo hukshuru, lo iyein beshabas daf chavches, viatam de iskish kala Torah litfilin. The Magen Avraham says, look in Shabbos Chav Ches, all objects of a mitzvah are compared to tefillin, and just like tefillin, therefore needs only mina mutar b'ficha, so to others also, and the Magen Avraham relates that to shofar too, meaning shofar is not unique in terms of not being able to come from a non-kosher animal, but that's part of the larger sugya of mina mutar b'ficha, just like tefillin, so too shofar. The Machzor Shekel here has a long discussion of how the Magen Avraham and others read that Gemara, but that is the yisod of the Magen Avraham. All chetzos shemitzvos, what's his chiddush? Even if it's not tashmishe kedusha, even if it's not tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, it's a chetzos shemitzvah, like shofar, one would need it to come from kosher sources. So, the Noda Bihuda in Aruch Chaim, Simen, Tinyana Simen Gimel, which is really a tshuva from the son of the Noda Bihuda, asks, and what about our Gemara? What about our Gemara? Our Gemara talks about the walls of a sukkah. Sukkah and shofar lechor are the same. The walls of a sukkah being made up of elephants. And clearly our Gemara says the only chshash is chshash shema tamus or shema tivrach, and not about a chefza shal mitzvah issue coming from non-kosher sources. It's not brought up in our Gemara. Right? Pashtus, it's only, says the Noda Bihuda, it's only the issue of Tashmishi Kedusha, and maybe shofar is different because Lizikaronasi, as we know the Gemara tells us, there's a higher standard by shofar. Maybe Ein Kategar Nasa Sadegar applies to shofar and not to other in the Kodesh Kadashim, but that's the Rabbi Yehuda's kasha on the Magen Avram. Ein lavi raya. It's again Tinyan Arachaim Simon Gimel. Ein lavi raya al ritzuos v'tilin. Gets into ritzuos of tfilin, not just tfilin. Maybe ritzuos have a special status. We had a couple of lumdas shiurim about this also. About what about the dalid and the yud of the tfilin? What status that has? And then he quotes ubaze yish litchos tviyas Magen Avram. He says muchach. Where's the line? Umayane besugya tesuka dafchav gimel. Amid Aleph, the Ka'amar Bepil Kashur, Kuliyama Lopligi, the Kashur, Dofit Sukkah. Right, a tie down elephant kosher. Vari Pil Lav Mina Mutter Befichahu. An elephant is not a kosher animal. Afilu Hachi Mutter, Latashbish Mitzvah, La Asos Pimedu Tfadus Lusukkah. You can still use it for a wall. Umai Chiluk Yesh Bein Shofar, Shu Tashmish, La Mitzvah Stakia Shofar. Uvein tfanos shu tashmish le mitzvah sukkah v'tfanos sukkah gabki da araisa. What's the difference, asked the Rebbe Yehuda, between a shofar and a sukkah? They're both objects that help you perform the mitzvah. You blow the shofar, you sit in the sukkah. V'nilmo mi basukah sukkos yeshem le mikro yeshem le besaris. But the sukkah is, so you learn from how many walls of the sukkah. L'chol market de islay k'mod isa v'mesecha sukkah vav Amid base. Maybe you could say shofar is more chamor. Kiva de lizikaron who kilifnim dami. Since, as we just said, kids is kizlikaron is coming to kilu in the Kodesh Kadashim. Kabod arminu v'sechas rashi shana daf chafav. Amid aleph become akom. But that's fine, but the Magen Avraham doesn't say that. Magen Avraham doesn't say that sukkah is, that shofar is unique. Become akom. Divri Magen Avraham, ye pil pasal adofin sukkah. Hove iskish kalatura kula v'tfilin. Elavada de la high milsa shiyim and amutar beficha lo iskish kalatar l'tfilin. You don't compare all tar v'tfilin in this regard, and therefore the Rabbi Yehuda leaves that as a kasha. Right? The fact that he left it open to say, well, there's no difference between shofar and sukkah, maybe one can't come up with a difference. Again, they're both tashmishe mitzvah, and they're both, you use them for the doing a mitzvah with them. But maybe one can be mechalik a little bit. We alluded to this in some of the earlier shiurim. And sukkah, what's sukkah defined as? Could be sukkah is defined by its chach. That's the real chefsa shel sukkah. Like remember Rashi and Tosfos, both on the Daf Beis, right? The real Hashem aschach kari sukkah. And we had earlier on Daf Tes about kachal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah, the machlokas Rambam and the Rush, about what is what part of the sukkah is chal shem shemayim alav? Is it only the schach or even the tfanos? But it's possible that only the schach is the real chefsa shel sukkah. Yes, the walls might be considered a hechsher de hechsher. It helps create, but it's one step removed. Again, the Magen Avraham doesn't think so. He says a sukkah is a sukkah, right? But maybe there's a difference. Maybe there's a difference, and walls are less chefsa shel mitzvah than a shofar is. Could be, but again, the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. So what do we spoke about shofar, we spoke about sukkah. What about tzitzis? So if you look in the Tshuvas Torah Lishma, that's the Tshuvas of the Ben Ishchai, but it was different at the beginning of the 20th century. He says if you have two talisos, two tzitzis that you could use, one made out of wool and one made out of meshi, does it make a difference? Mishin is damin lo beis talisos. Echas shel meshi, v'echas shel tzemer gefen. Ushneim hadurim v'noim, ba'ofan she'en le'echad yitarn al sheni behidr. Right, then neither is more beautiful. They're both beautiful. Ki l'kol echad yesh lo min hidr b'fnei atzmo. They're both mehudar. This is in Siman Dalet. The question is b'malachto. Ba'ofan she'en adam yachol lamar zeh hidr yosem yzeh. Ki yesh bazeh ma she'en bazeh. Im yesh ezet tzad kedima l'meshi al tzemer gefen. Do you say that meshi is better? V'itam d'batzinu d'mishabeach le'kra. Eitzel Yisrael d'chzeh v'achzeh meshi. Meshi is used in Tanakh. So that's the question. Shuva, hinei b'vada yesh lo meshi chashivas al tzemer gefen. Yes, like you said, it could be that meshi is greater. Ulahaki b'shemek kara tovos Hashem yisbarach l'Yisrael ba'omro, that I will cover you with meshi. V'kol zeh mitzad ha'etzem. Aval inach inami, mizdamein shebeget tzemer gefen yemu'ula yosem yemeget meshi. But maybe beget tzemer is better, mitzad hidr ha'malacha shalo. V'nimkar yoser min ha'beget meshi. Machmas hidr malachta. Maybe in general, objectively, it is a more beautiful... It is a more beautiful beged in that regard. So the Ben Ish Chai continues and says, but maybe it's better because it's made out of a kosher source. Says the oh nearish, got me said a dinya should be total semer gefen alshamashi lamadam to be inan bishar minim shivatzitzios minatalis. Okay, that's also from the minatalis, but then he says maybe there's also a kadima because it's made from something kosher. Mitzada dinlin in chiyav atzitzis. Gamkein shavim hein de shavaya v'chulu. He says, Api Rabbeinu Bachai, the parsha's truma, hadalo haya meshi b'malechas ha-mishkar, Rabbeinu she'eino min demutar b'ficha, ki ha-meshi hu min rok mipiv shel tolas, shu davar tamei. V'yalkein hacha gabi talis shel mitzvah, haromez la'or makif. Nasa botikin gadol, a talis has so much symbolism. Near the tzemer gefen adif, because it comes from a kosher source. Vagam ki bidina batalis, lo bidim in a motu b'fichli, if the maker then you don't need it. Kumosh gadol v'poskim, shebe mitzvah she'enem sarav gavoa, ve'enem tashmishe kedusha kitfilin, lo shaykh achdrashat, v'en a motu b'ficha, you don't need a maker adif, v'chein b'shofen is topic haran, b'shran is only losing karanasi, but other mitzvahs not, but still, atzana yoser tov, it has kedima. So it's mentioned as a lachachila, by tzitzis. So we have it by shofar and by sukkah and by tzitzis. Neiris Chanukah. Or Shlomo Kluger writes in one of his svarim that it's better not to mix in pig fat in the oil that you're using based on the Magen Avraham. But if you look in the Taras Chesed, in Siman Samech, he says there's no need to be machpid. We don't paskin like that Magen Avraham. And therefore, one doesn't have to be choshesh for it. Also, the Sechemet discusses it in the Beis Yitzchak, but that is that. There is an important, though, makar to mention, and this is mentioned by the Noda Bihuda also as well in that siman. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam talks about the Shemen HaMishcha, the ingredients for the Shemen HaMishcha. It talks about mor. Mor hu adam hatsarur bechaya shebehodu. Mor is one of the ingredients of the Shemen HaMishcha. The Rambam says, it's the blood that is in a chaya in hodu, hayadu alakol, shemisbasmin bo b'nei ha'adam b'chol makom. Everybody uses it, everybody knows that this is a beautiful, amazing spice that comes from the blood of a chaya named, that exists in hodu. So the Rive jumps on the Rambam and says, ein daiti mekabela sheyachnisu b'maisa hakodesh dam shum chaya ba'olam. You're putting in the blood of a chaya. Kol shekein dam chaya temeya. And surely a dam of a non-kosher animal. Aval amor, no amor, something else, some type of herb that grows from the ground, says the Rivan. The Rambam says you could use this more from the blood of a chaya. So, if you look in the Kesav Mishnah, the Kesav Mishnah says, it's okay, it's nishtane. It's nishtane. Ein daitu mekubelas, he said it's okay, yishlovar shetkiva shetishtane, mitzuras dam, v'nase ka'ofer ba'alma, v'hu bosim, e'reach tov, b'yosel lama yigara. Nothing wrong with it. Number one, it says the Radvaz right here. Who says it's a non-kosher chaya? Who says it's a non-kosher chaya? Maybe it's a kosher, the Rambam just said it's from a chaya. Says the Ravid, v'akasuv, v'rabbeinu zalsover, ki amor ha'niskar b'akasuv, who Masach v'kara oso mor dror klomar chavshish imbo ziv klal. That's dror, that it is pure. And what the Ravid says, ani loya shudam chaya temeya loya dati minayin lo ki ani sha'alti l'tagarim. I ask merchants, says the Radvaz, hameviim oso mimkomo, that bring it v'amru li shehu min chaya domer l'tzvi o la'ofer ha'yalim v'shema chaya tahori. I ask merchants, maybe it's kosher chaya. V'im b'nei shudam chaya, so besides being kosher or not kosher, it could be kosher. And if it's besides it's a chaya, it's not a behema. Everything in the base of the dish is a behema, not chaya. V'lo matzinu dam chaya shenichas l'mikdash, lo kasha klal, shekvar nisbatel mitoras dam, v'nifsad, mihiyos ochel, v'chazer lios ofer ba'alma. Right, the processing, like the Kesef Mishnah said, to explain maybe even the non-kosher problem, he at least uses to explain the chaya problem. V'od she'enene mimamashol shol davar ela mehareach, v'reich alav milsa, and also, it's not even a direct hana, it's just from the reach of it, and reich alav milsa. Okay, but from all of these, he thinks it's not a problem. Me'elu hata'amim anu matirim lasis, oso bimir kachos hane'acholos, v'lo re'inu mishi'ar er bedavar. V'kol shkei b'mikdash, shlo ha'ilanos bo elo l'mshoach, o l'reach haktores, we use it for food. So surely the Beis HaMikdash, v'reach imo mi'ila, it would be okay. Either way, that's so the Shabbat HaMishnah is also an important source. If it's not kosher, so then that's another important source related to us. Just as a side point, elephants come up in Shas in a number of places. You have it here, right, using it as a wall. Remember, it talks about what happens if you see an elephant in a dream. And if elephant in a dream, if you, if you see an elephant in a dream, so what should you be thinking about? Harag gamal b'chalom, harapil b'chalom. Second to last line, harapil b'chalom, plaos na'osulo. Wait for amazing things to happen. Pile plaos, you see more than one elephant? Pile plaos na'osulo. Right, amazing things are going to happen. And then it talks about, what about seeing an elephant is not a good thing. They might say, oh, it depends if it has a saddle on it. Had the misrei, had the low misrei. Okay, that's seeing an elephant in a dream. The Gemara Bracha, daf nuches, two daf later, talks about if you see an elephant, you make a bracha. You make a bracha, mishana habrios, right, an amazing elephant. So Achronim, the postkum quote, brought their kids dafka to make sure to see the animals in order to, the elephants, in order to make the bracha. The Gemara in Erevin and Meila talks about sending an Erev on a peel or a kof. Dafko, right, without das. Setting an Erev to see if are we choshesh that the Erev got there to the source. Gemara Kedushin Chafei, a fun Gemara. How are you kona an elephant? Right, you can't do hagbah on an elephant. How are you kona an elephant? And the Gemara Balabasar also, Chafes, which also comes up in Menachos, discusses if an elephant swallows a basket and it comes out the other end, in terms of Kabbalah's Tumah. Unusual case. But either way, elephant makes its way into various Gemaras and Shas. But our shir today was about using non-kosher sources for chefsa shel mitzvos. We will stop here.